The Fed says it's not backing down anytime soon from its fight against inflation. What does that mean for the economy? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell was super clear in his speech Friday at the Fed's big conference at Jackson Hole. He said the Fed won't waver in its fight against inflation, even if it causes some economic pain in the process. But this leaves some big open economic questions on the table. If we are in for some economic pain, how long is it going to last? How long will the fight against inflation last? And will the Fed hike interest rates again at its meeting next month? We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer for a Fed look ahead.
No one has a crystal ball when it comes to the Federal Reserve, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell often says it depends on the data when reporters ask him what's next for things like interest rates. And some very important data is coming before the Fed's September meeting, where it'll decide whether to hike rates again. We'll get reports on August unemployment later this week.
I do think that the jobs numbers will remain pretty strong.
That's Ben Ayers, senior economist at Nationwide.
So I think we'll continue to see that the labor market remains quite tight.
The continuing shortage of workers could keep feeding inflation. So that would point to more interest rate hikes, which the Fed uses to cool off the economy and put the brakes on inflation. But it does seem like the cost of living is continuing to come down. I know I'm paying less for gas these days. We'll get a look at the latest inflation numbers in a couple of weeks. Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY Parthenon, says that August inflation report will show other prices falling.
Used cars, perhaps even furniture, are likely to present some signs of easing inflationary pressures.
But prices in other parts of the economy for things like rent are still stubbornly high. Kathy Jones, an economist at the Schwab Center for Financial Research, says the Fed wants more evidence of cooling inflation before it eases off the interest rate hikes because
if they're wrong and ease too soon, then those inflation expectations start to pick up again. It heats up again, and then they're even further behind the curve.
So Jones expects the Fed to keep hiking interest rates at its September meeting and to take a hard stance on fighting inflation through the end of the year.
I think that the determination is there to prove themselves. They know their credibility is on the line.
And in his speech on Friday, Powell made it clear that data from just, say, a month, in his words, falls far short of what the Fed needs to see before it's confident inflation is under control. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Now, after Chair Powell gave that speech Friday, again, making it clear the Fed would raise rates and keep them there for as long as necessary, markets did not like that one bit. The S&P and the Dow both fell 3%. So let's talk about why. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So stocks fell very sharply on Friday. Futures this morning were down as well. Why are equity investors continuing to react so negatively to what the chair said?
Yeah, well, one way we might reframe that question is why had equity markets rallied so strongly before when the Fed is hardly close to being done with raising interest rates? So I think we're just sort of correcting back to a more somber outlook, which is what the Fed had in mind all along. And so I think we're just going to be in this zone of volatility with so much uncertainty around the outlook for the foreseeable future.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Now, the U.S. is, of course, not the only country in the world dealing with inflation. Europe is also grappling with rising prices. But while inflation in the U.S. has started to soften a little, in Europe, prices are still hitting new records. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has been digging into the differences in inflation across the two continents and joins us. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
So how is inflation in Europe different from inflation here?
Well, as you know, Sabri, there are several different factors that are driving inflation in the U.S. Energy prices is a big factor. Here in Europe, though, it is the biggest inflation driver alongside rising food prices. And that's because European nations rely very heavily on Russia for their energy supplies. But since the war in Ukraine started, there's been a huge effort to transition away from Russian supplies. And that has created shortages, which have pushed prices to record high levels here. So those are two of the big problems. But there's another factor that Dr. Mohammed Alarian, he's an economist and former CEO of the investment company PIMCO, pointed out. He said labor shortages, in part from COVID, in part from Brexit, are also a factor.
What you're seeing in the UK that you haven't yet seen elsewhere is labor is pushing back very hard at inflation. So we are seeing strikes as labor tries to protect its purchasing power. When you have 10% inflation, your ability to buy things gets eroded very quickly. It is now a UK phenomenon in particular, but I suspect that we will see it increasingly in the US. Continental Europe is less clear.
The big question is, of course, whether central banks can get this inflation under control. What is the view for Europe?
The energy price shock that we've been seeing and the uncertainty around its longevity is what's really going to make things complicated. And that is a huge mountain for the European Central Bank to climb. It has to set policy for 19 different countries, all of which have varying economic needs and stresses. But where energy shortages are being felt most acutely, that's the biggest problem. And Dr. Alarian believes recession is almost a guarantee at this point.
Oh, wow. Victoria Craig, reporting for Marketplace and the BBC in London. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.